It's Marketplace Tech for Thursday the 20th. I'm Ben Johnson. As annual tech events go, the Google Transparency Report is not exactly the most anticipated thing in the universe. But transparency reports for tech companies are important, partly because they're how companies like Google, Apple, Microsoft, and many more disclose information to the world about how they're dealing with the U.S. government. Well, this week, Google announced some changes to its transparency report, and we called up the company's project lead, Miche Smith. Thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
If you had less than a blog, maybe like a tweet even, to describe the changes to the report this year, how would you describe them?
The most user-friendly transparency report on the web.
For a lot of people, the first assumption when a company changes things like this is that the company is playing with the data to tell a narrative that's more beneficial to its corporate goals, not actually trying to necessarily be more transparent. Can you answer that concern?
So when people have a concern that you're making a change to the way things look because you want to hide it, that's pretty much the opposite of this redesign, because we actually made more information available. We made it easier for you to figure out how to download the data associated with the report. We also made it easier for you to see trends. Some of the reports only showed data for the last 6, 9 months or a year, but we actually had data for the last 4 years, but there was no way to get to that data. And so we've made it easier for you to see this information.
What's your dream scenario for how these reports are used?
My dream scenario would not be that every user is downloading this data and looking through it. I mean, that's a very tedious process and something that we pretty much expect researchers to do. My dream scenario would be that maybe some regulation passed, and somebody may have mentioned that the transparency report talks about the benefits of encryption, and then the user could go to the transparency report and then look at the legislation and then be informed to talk to their representatives in their state and say, this is how I feel about it. Please make sure that this right for me doesn't get removed.
Miche Smith, she is product lead at Google Transparency Report. Miche, thank you very much.
Thank you.
One of the biggest issues in the so-called gig economy is that the people doing the actual gigs don't always have a lot of control over the platform giving them the work. Well, there's a new platform that wants to be different than cleaning services like TaskRabbit, Housejoy, and Handy. Up and Go wants to connect people who need cleaning services in New York City with small business owners who are looking for more customers. It has ambitions of growing far beyond NYC. Sylvia Morris is project coordinator of Up and Go. Sylvia, thanks for talking.
Thanks so much for having me.
So how does Up and Go work?
Up and Go works very similarly to a lot of the gig and sharing economy platforms that people might be using out there. The big difference is that they are working directly with businesses that are owned by the same people who come to clean your home.
Clearly, Up and Go has been created to solve a problem. Mm-hmm. So what is the specific problem it's trying to solve?
Most workers who are getting work through the gig economy have inconsistent work and are increasingly relying on leads from some big apps where their schedules, their wages, and how they do the work are totally controlled by these big companies.
I know you guys are a little bit more expensive than some of your competitors. Why would someone choose your service?
Yes, the services are a little more expensive than some of the big players, at least in the app world, especially with their venture capital backed discounts. But in addition, something we've heard from customers over and over again is, wow, my house is actually clean and cleaner than I thought it could be. So you might be paying more, but your house is going to be cleaner and for a longer period of time.
A lot of online services, the way that they become successful is to scale quickly. Mm-hmm. And that requires them either to get a ton of investment or to make money at a really fast pace, or both. And I imagine because you have this worker ownership model, it's a little bit more difficult for the platform to make money. So how will you succeed when your revenue is already kind of a little bit lower?
Well, I'm not actually sure that I agree. So the goal is not to enrich investors. The goal is to be able to help worker-owned businesses become sustainable and continue to grow. So with this initial philanthropic investment from Barclays and Robinhood, and with the cooperatives becoming partners in Up & Go, because they are ultimately the owners of the platform itself, we believe that the platform will be sustainable because there is a percentage of every job that goes to sustaining it, the platform itself.
Sylvia Morris, she is project coordinator of Up & Go. It's an on-demand cleaning service app for worker-owned cleaning companies. Sylvia, thanks a lot for chatting with us.
Thank you so much.
All right, you might remember a few weeks back we did a kind of audio quiz with listeners about the sounds of classic Atari games. Well, that quiz is over, but a lot of you enjoyed it, so we got something new. Name That Technology by Sound Only. I'm going to play it. You're going to tell me what it is. You ready? Eh? I'll give you another hint. There's a whole genre of videos where people have hacked this classic piece of technology to make it play songs like this. All right, you know that's from Star Wars, but do you know what machine made the sounds? If you do, tweet me. I'm at the Brock Johnson, and that is our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.